Hi, you guys. Welcome to A Purpose Walk with me, Deandra. And you guys, over these past couple weeks, I have felt so blessed, like truly, truly blessed by you guys showing up and listening. Also, in addition to that, I hope that what I have been sharing about my life has been a blessing to you as well. So, you know, we're going to keep it rolling though, okay? So, yes. I want to talk about faith and how literally it showed up in my life. And as you guys can see, I went through a little bit. Not necessarily a little bit. I went through a lot. How did faith even show up in my life? Like, how did I even begin to have faith in Jesus in the first place? So, the Bible talks about faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Essentially, faith for me is believing that Jesus is who he is without me even seeing him. That's just what it is. And, you know, with me partially growing up in church, people would say, you know, how Jesus was and all the things about him, but I had to have my own personal experience with him. And I can recall a time where I was pretty young. So I was about 12 years old. And y'all, first of all, year 12 for me, it was rough. It was rough, okay? I went through a lot that year, and maybe partially because preteen, yeah, the hormones and everything was out of whack, and I was going through it. However, a lot of my feelings were valid too. It was just amplified by the hormones. I remember being fed up with life by this point. As I told you guys, I partially grew up in South Carolina with my grandparents, and eventually I moved up to New York to be with my mother, and my grandmother came as well. Throughout that process, it was a lot of shifting for me. Going from being an only child to having two younger siblings that I kind of assist to look after, but naturally, that's how I was, a natural nurturer. So I gravitated towards helping my brothers when we were coming up. But, you know, there came a point in my life where that kind of shifted a little bit. So I still took care of them, but it was more like, I need you to. And my mom, you know, she was working, going to school and all those things. So she did need the help. But it became overwhelming for me because I felt like I couldn't necessarily be the kid that I really wanted to be. And, you know, I was very fun, comical, creative, always loved to play and do all these different things. And now a lot of times I have to stay in the house and care for my brothers. And even though we had some fun, however, I had to mature a little quickly, even though it was naturally in me, like already in me, but I felt like I didn't have a chance to breathe. On top of that, you know, trying to figure out this love stuff, which I discussed in my last episode about love, how my love life happened and what came about it. And even in sexual immorality, I shared how I even attempted to do adult things at the age of 12. So also being addicted to pornography at the age of 12. So as you can see, there was a lot of transition happening at the age of 12, but because I was overwhelmed with, you know, school, I had people low-key bullying me. I didn't know it was bullying back then, but in reality, the boy was messing with me every day and teasing me every day with his friends because he actually liked me. Can we, like, teach our sons that if you like a girl, not to, like, mess with her? And I'm talking about teasing her, being mean, being on her, you know, things like that. Like, those are the things that I grew up with where boys showed their love weird. So, but, and I told y'all, my son, he is a lover boy. So, you know, he ain't doing none of that. Dealing with that. So the pressures of being in school, so this is middle school at this time, make sure I get good grades. Also, trying to do some sports. I participated in drama club, you know, just being a preteen, living life, but then having additional responsibilities. And y'all can't believe, like, I was trying to make money around that time too, because I don't know, I just wanted to spend my own money. And so I started working at that point for my mom and her daycare, and I would come up with curriculum and activities for the kids to do. Yeah, I was doing a lot, okay? So I was burnt out. And during that time, my mom and I did not have, like, the best relationship or the closest relationship, because I came up here, you know, automatically being, you know, big sis, almost second mom, and because she was working and in school and trying to also live her life too, like, have fun. I felt like I kind of got pushed to the side a little bit. So we did not have a closeness. So dealing with all of this, I internally dealt with it. I never talked to anyone about it. I didn't feel comfortable to have conversations about what I was dealing with. And the one time I did, I, you know, kind of got shut down. So now I'm, like, depressed. And I want out. I'm tired. I'm done. I want out. What do? I legit decided in my mind that I'm just going to take myself out. And if you're picking up what I'm putting down, you know, I just have to be careful with the words that I use. But I definitely invited death. And from that, y'all, I was minding my own business. And my brothers was upstairs playing. And I said, you know what? And my mom was at work, so she didn't know what was going on. And I said, I'm about to do it now. They're upstairs. They find me. It is what it is. You guys, let me tell you how I about to attempt to do this, and then my brothers just ran down the stairs and they saw what I was about to do, and they're like, what are you doing? No, don't do that, and all that. And I'm just like, whatever. So I left the house, and y'all, I attempted to run away, because it's funny, because I never had a sense of direction, because when we would go places, I would just drift off in my mind. So I would have, like, daydreams and you know, just thinking a lot. And because of it, I never had a sense of direction. So I'm trying to run away and I don't know where to go. So I just walked around the corner, and at the end of my street there is a church. And we weren't going to church then, but I knew somewhat about the Lord, but not really, because we didn't typically go to church when we were in South Carolina. So I end up at the end of the street where the church is, and I sat on the steps, and I'm like, God, if you're real, I need your help. I want a better relationship with my mom. I'm tired of being sad all the time. And y'all, I was having migraines every single day. for almost a long time, not knowing that part of that was signs of depression. But, you know, I'm just sitting there pouring out my heart to God, and I'm boohoo crying. I'm just crying so hard, and I'm like, Lord, I need you. And that was the end of my prayer. And I went back home, and it was like nothing ever happened. I just went in my room, closed my door, listened to music, and that was my escape. Music was always there for me and comforting me. We will put on a song that we can relate to. Little did I know that Jesus was listening. And I remember a couple months later, my mom said, you know, you guys, let's go to church. And I'm like, okay. So we went to church, and my mom, after some time, my mom got saved. Things began to change. And it all started because we went to church. So God heard my prayer, and Jesus literally became my comforter at that point, because I'm like, wait a minute, my prayer actually works? I didn't believe it would. I didn't have a relationship with God. I didn't have a relationship with Jesus. My prayer worked because things started to change. And that was the first instance of my life where I only had a little bit of faith, but Jesus literally showed himself to me and said, I hear you. Despite all the stuff that I was dealing with, his love, his grace, and his mercy really showed up in my life, because I had a little bit of faith. A little bit. All right, for those who do talk like that, I'm sorry. No, but really, just a little bit of faith. And I know the Bible talks about all you need is a mustard seed. And that is very, very tiny. But just to believe that Jesus is who he is, and he is who he said he is, that's all you need. And over the years, I began to develop a relationship with Jesus, even though at first it was not necessary. It was like more hypocritical. But I knew that Jesus was who he was. So if you don't know how Jesus is, allow him to show you. Allow him to show you. So Jesus is one, loving, very, very loving, very kind. Ooh, yeah, I feel the Holy Spirit. Very gracious, like, doesn't look at you for where you are or what you're going through. He still loves you. He's a healer, a redeemer, all the things. And even though, like I said, I didn't know a lot about him because I wasn't reading my word, what I knew was through pastors at that time. But he showed himself to me by honoring my prayer at such a young age. I believe the beginning of having a transformed life through Christ is one, understanding or just having some knowledge of who Jesus is and having faith in him. So even though you may be unsure of like who he is, all you need is just a little faith, and he can show himself to you. In addition to that, becoming saved through Jesus. Because after he reveals himself to you, why wouldn't you? To be saved is to acknowledge that Jesus can save you, and that he died on the cross, and that he rose on the third day. Like, he literally got up and started walking amongst people. And is alive. He is alive. But also, that he is your Lord and Savior. Like, he has the opportunity to keep you from getting into hell. I don't want to go there. I told y'all that before. I used to deal with pride, and that was the same thing that got the devil kicked out of heaven. And I'm trying to make it there, period. So I had to let that go. But yeah, it's just all these things. But then also too, living a righteous lifestyle. How do we know what a righteous lifestyle is? Literally, it's reading your word and doing what the word says. When I tell you guys that this Bible has almost everything in it, like, I'm talking about situations, how men and women should act and behave, wisdom. Yeah, I know I just told you I was in Proverbs. You know, having faith, what does that even look like? You know what? And let me tell you about that. Right now, I am in the book of Joshua, and this is where I meet Rahab, and she was a prostitute. Out here just giving her stuff out. Just giving her stuff out, and I'm talking about her lady parts. And she had faith that the Israelites would be able to protect her because they feared my God. They feared my God because of what he did with Moses and how he showed up for his people. And she like, if y'all trying to come in here and take my land, okay, I'm going to hide you. I'm going to protect you from the people that's looking for you. But don't forget about me. Don't forget about your girl when y'all come in here and do what y'all got to do. So they agreed. They said, all right, get your family and put them in that room. Now, if anything go down and they come out that room or come out your house, it ain't on us. Whatever happens, happens. But if y'all stay in there and y'all still get hurt, then it's on us. But I advise you to stay in that room in your house and put a little ribbon out the window so we know, like, don't touch that house. Come on. All she did was have faith. And guess what? She is in the bloodline of Jesus. My God. A hoe. In the bloodline of Jesus. Come on. Is he not good or what? Because he is. He really is. Come on. Y'all know how I was out here. For real. Doing all the things that I shouldn't have been doing. And look at me. He done cleaned me up, made me new, transformed me, y'all. And I can honestly say my life has been better since I started to walk this walk with him and allow Jesus to clean me up, to get rid of all that old stuff. And y'all, things gonna always happen that don't change, but how you respond changes. And the peace that you have. So I hope that by me even sharing this, that you will give Jesus just a little bit of faith. Just have a little bit of faith that he is who he is. And allow him to show up in your life. And I guarantee you, things will change for you. And it's going to be for the better. And this is what it's like to live a transformed life. Like, I didn't always get it right. I didn't. And sometimes I still get it wrong. But he keeps showing up for me every single time. Because y'all know I'm still working on that gossip and stuff. For real. But I feel the Holy Spirit when I'm getting ready to. And I'm like, you know what? I was about to say something. Let me stop what I was about to say. So I want to share some scriptures with you. This is Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, and it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith." Come on. "And this is not your own doing, but it is the gift of God." And that scripture I mentioned earlier, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen," which is Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. And also in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3, "By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that were visible." I want to pray with you, and I hope that throughout this day, or whenever you listen to this, that may your faith be increased. And just believe just a little bit in Jesus. So Heavenly Father, I thank you for your son or your daughter that is listening to this podcast. And I pray that their faith may be increased in this season, that they know that although things that may happen in their life, that it's only you that will send the great comforter, the Holy Spirit, to help them through that time and give them such a peace that surpasses all understanding and that will guard their hearts. I thank you, Lord, that you are the author and perfecter of our faith, and that all we need is just a mustard seed of it to believe that you can do anything in our lives as long as it's according to your will for them. Father, I know that you love them, so I pray that they feel loved, that they feel seen, and that they acknowledge that it is you that have done these things for them in their lives. And we love you, and we thank you so much for all these things. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So actually, I am going to also upload a salvation prayer, so that way if you want to give your life to Christ, that you can definitely do that. And I pray that you would, because it will be the greatest decision that you have ever made in your life, as it has been mine and thousands of other people. So I love you so much. You know I do, because I pray for you. I really do. And I hope to see you next week on every platform that I have, whether it's on YouTube, on Audible, Spotify, any way that you're listening to this podcast, because you know I'll be here every week on Thursday, and I hope to see you next week, all right?